We all know there's an Australian election in 50-odd days, but that's boring. Let's talk about a more exciting election over there in America. Donald Trump has been pretty much crowned the Republican nominee. And meanwhile, over in the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are still duking it out. Joining me to get the latest is Elijah from The Gristle. Check it out, 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night right here at 2SER 107.3. Elijah, the attacks on Hillary Clinton from Donald Trump have started.
They have indeed, Mitch. So Trump has, as you said, he secured the nomination for the Republican Party last week after smashing it in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz, or as he used to call him, lying Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich withdrew. And so, much to the chagrin of the Republican establishment, Trump triumphed. And he's wasted no time, as you said, in trying to get onto the front and mildly sexist foot by saying that Hillary Clinton was an enabler for his Bill's
dalliances.
Yeah, indeed. Mm. Saying that she assisted him to become one of the greatest worst presidents in that sort of field. So,
do people still care about the whole Bill Clinton thing? Does that even still really matter to a lot of Americans, do you think? Or is that a good line of argument, do you think, from Trump?
Well, he's obviously going to attack Clinton for her perceived strengths. And one of those is, of course, Bill's presidency. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people in the US who have very fond memories of the 90s.
Yeah.
Certainly those of us who were around do. And, you know, Clinton, Bill Clinton is still a major draw card, and you know, I think you see in the reason that the Democratic Party swung behind Hillary is in large part because, well, you know, they obviously think she has the credentials, but Bill has a lot of cachet still.
A lot of star power.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are in senior positions within the Democratic Party sort of form their political views, cut their political teeth during the Clinton era.
Right.
So, in a way, it was, she's going to be able to draw on that. And that's why Trump's going to be attacking her.
Have they responded at all? Have they shot back with anything, Hillary and Bill, to a degree, or?
Oh, you know what? I should have checked that this morning, but I have. Look, Clinton has come out with a number of attack ads, some quite funny ones. One is with this great, the usual type of attacker where they're throwing the words back at Trump. And there's a great line where Jeb Bush says that Trump needs therapy, which is quite funny. And, you know, Trump has been trying to, the kind of theory which is doing the rounds at the moment in the States is that Trump's going to try and tone it down a little bit, try and win some centrist voters.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this, with Trump, for example, talking that there may need to be tax rises, or that he loves Mexicans because he loves nachos.
Yeah, taco bowl.
Indeed, taco bowl. And so Clinton's approach is to say, well, no, you can't just be a chameleon. You can't just, you know, change your spots. Mm. So, but things aren't smooth sailing for Trump. Trump, obviously, as I said, clinched the nomination last week, but the party is pulling its hair out. The former presidents, George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr., have declined to endorse Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the United States, so very senior Republican, has said that he can't bring himself to support Mr. Trump. So Trump said he's not welcome at the convention.
Whoa!
Mitt Romney and a number of other former candidates have also been, you know, throwing up in buckets at the thought that Trump is the nominee.
When is he going to be challenged? When is he going to? Because, I mean, you hear a lot of clips, and he's just doing a stand-up tour of America, it sounds like. When is he actually going to have any substance and have to actually answer the hard questions? Or do you think he can get away with it all the way to Election Day?
Well, he's someone who has been in a few US movies before, and he hasn't had particularly serious lines, so I doubt he's going to have any serious agenda. I mean, look, he is a master craftsman of what you need to do to win support in the GOP field, and he's a man who understands the power of the media. He had $2 billion of what's called earned media. That's basically where you get a free plug because you create the news.
Right.
And people say, well, he's shallow and he is, but you don't need to be a person of great depth to win an election. You just need to get people to vote for you.
And is that a scary thought?
In an era of short attention spans, in an era where people are in the market for distraction, Donald Trump is the great communicator in that regard.
And just quickly, we can't forget about Bernie Sanders. He's still there plugging away.
He is. This is like Weekend at Bernie's, as we've often said. So Clinton has it in the bag. For those that like Sanders, to put it in perspective, he would need to win the big states of California and New Jersey by over 60, maybe 65%. He's come nowhere near that. He's not looking good in either of those states. A think tank also came out and said that his proposals could add $21 trillion to the U.S. national debt, echoing concerns from the Clinton campaign that he may not have done his homework.
Just a stray $21 trillion?
Yeah, I always have this image that it's like out of the 60s. He's just got this massive joint. Someone's dropped some LSD in his, chakra drink, and he's
going hell for leather.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so. What he is saying is resonating with a lot of people, and a lot more people than people thought he was going to start the campaign.
Yeah, so indeed, he has had a huge impact. He's certainly shifted the race to the left, and he's had much more of an impact among, I suppose, the demographic that might suit to us, sort of younger listeners. And I think he won 80% of under 30 votes. So his message has definitely struck a chord with the youth, as they say.
But he will not be in the race for much longer, you predict.
No, there is talk that he will try to shift the agenda more to the left. So although he won't win the nomination, he may be able to leverage some of his support to push Clinton to the left on a number of issues. So,
all right, there you go. A look at the latest that was happening over there in the US. It's been fascinating. There's still such a long way to go. Elijah, check him out as part of the Gristle team, 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night here at 2SER 107.3. Thanks, man.
Thank you.